promise that I made to you. Let me say this to you. When God makes a promise, you can take it to the bank. Everybody say it?
Amen.
Amen is right. Well, this past week was another good milestone in the life of our church. Our permanent new sound system was installed. We have our speakers back here, and I tell you, it's so much. When we watch these videos, you hear the instruments, you hear the voices that using these old 40-year-old speakers. So we got the new sound system, the new speakers. Sounds great, huh?
Amen.
Great. One of these days, I'm going to put a microphone on so everybody can hear me. Y'all want me to put a microphone on?
No.
That's what I thought. I understand.
We can hear you from our house and we wouldn't have to come to church.
I know. That's what somebody said the other day. I said, I missed you at church. He said, I was fine. I heard you all the way from my house. I was fine. All right. Now, as we continue on in this, I think, good study we're in, Larry, let's go with it here. God's answers. All right? God's answers to what? How to build your faith. Believe me, everybody here needs to build your faith, including me. And I may be at the top of the list. Understanding on this building your faith, we need to constantly be adding to our faith because we do not know what tomorrow is going to bring. We can be one phone call away from hearing disaster. We can be one doctor's visit away from dealing with pain and illness. Understand, life is full of surprises. So, how do you handle life and the surprises that come our way? The hurt that comes our way. The frustrations that come our way. The disasters that come our way. Life in general. How do we deal with that? You deal with it on how you build your faith. That's what it's all about. That's how you do it. Because if you don't have faith, life will be miserable. And I don't care what anybody says. And even when I have faith, it has its days of being challenging. How to build your faith. You ready to take the journey? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Larry, here we go. So, believe or faith comes of hearing, and hearing by the words of Christ. Number one, how do I grow my faith? How do you do that? It comes from listening. You listen in two ways. Actually, you listen in three ways. Remember, the same three things I say week after week after week. How do you listen to God? You listen through coming to God's house and listening to the music, the prayer, the preaching. This is how you grow your faith. Find you a good church home and get in it, where the gospel is preached and people love each other. Number two, God's Word. Get into God's Word. Study it. Set a time every day, if it's just 5 minutes or 5 hours, whatever time you can, give it to studying God's Word. Make it a place where you can have a quiet moment. That's why most of the time people only got 5 or 10 minutes. You got kids, you got grandkids, you got cell phones, you got computers, you got TVs, you got wives, you got kids, you got this, you got that. If I can just squeeze 10 minutes of quiet in a day, it is a miracle. Give the Lord a hand of applause. But find a way to find it. You cannot open up God. God's word and study it when you got all the distractions under the planet around you. I say all the time, you don't read it like a magazine. You don't read it like a newspaper. You study it. Now, the best way to do this is when you open up the Word of God, before you read that very first word, whatever translation you've got, is to say, Jesus, I need the words to come alive on the page. I want to understand it, and I want it to apply to my life. If you'll just do that, you'll be surprised what you'll understand in God's Word, because God wants you to understand it. He doesn't want you confused. He wants you to understand it. Find a translation that you like. Study it. Read it. And understand how important it is. And then the last thing of hearing the words of Christ is through prayer. We need people who believe in the power of prayer. Now, what do I say all the time? I got an email the other day from someone who watches me on the internet and says, I've heard you say this 100 times. And says, I'm finally beginning to understand it. Prayer is not about me doing all the talking. Shut up. And I use that strong language because sometimes what you got to do is just shut up and let God speak to you. After you've done asking for the world, and after you've done poured your heart out on how aggravated you are, when somehow or another we say, in Jesus' name, amen, and we just go on about our business. Then allow God to talk to us. To say, hey, time out. Understand that prayer is as much as God talking to you as you talking to Him. And believe me, you may not hear some audible voice like me, but if you are a child of God, you will hear the voice of God in your heart and in your spirit. I promise you that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. So faith comes. Now Larry, I was just getting ready to read that one more time. Thank you.
It's all right.
So faith or belief cometh from hearing, and hearing by the words of Christ. Okay, Larry, I don't have all day. You want to go to the next one? All right, James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. But if any of you lack wisdom, that means everybody. I know that's a big word, if. That means all of us. We all lack wisdom, okay? Let him ask God, who giveth to all liberally, which means if you ask God for something, He will give it to you if it's in His will. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in what?
Faith.
Nothing doubting. For he that doubteth is like the surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. Just leave it right there for a second. If any of you like wisdom, well, we all like it. Anybody here so smart that you can't get any more education? You know, life is education. I'm a big believer in school. I push my kids to get their education. I had to go through and get my education. We got educators in here. We got teachers in here. But believe me, we need people who have a spiritual education, and we need people who have common sense. All well-rounded. We need people who have book sense, common sense, and spiritual sense. You find me that person, and I tell you, you've got one sharp individual. Right? I tell you, it takes faith on all kinds of levels to do what we do. The other day, my faith was tested. Now, when I tell you what I did, you're going to say, man, your faith had to be tested. I got a phone call from a certain family in church who invited me to get involved in helping educate a member of their family in how to drive an automobile. Now, I told them I don't do anything less than $200 an hour. But this family was willing to pay it now. I'm just saying, they're willing to pay whatever it took. So I went to this particular family, and the father said, here's the keys, here's the car, here he is. Good luck. It's been nice knowing you, and hope you have a good life. And I asked this particular dad, I said, how long do I have? He said, all the time you want. So this young man and myself get in his car that these parents just bought him, hand him the keys. Never much been out of the little city he lives in. We take off. Now this young man is going to be attending a college in the other part of the state. Don't think he'd ever driven there. About 75 miles from home. We get to the city limits of where he lives. And I said, let's just go to college. And we take off to the center part of the state. Now, am I stupid?
Yes.
I had my seatbelt on. I had my Bible. I had prayer time. I had the parents' credit card. And we took off. Now let me tell you something. 150 mile round trip. Kid did great. Because I kept my cool. Because you don't want your parents to teach you how to do that. That's just how I remember the days. I mean, I was good at my two teach him how to drive, but you know. We got back and pulled in the driveway, and the father said, well, y'all been gone forever. What y'all do? Go out and eat? We went to college. He said, no way. I said, oh, yes, buddy. Yeah, we did. Now, how much faith did that take on my part? Now, I'm not going to mention the kid's name. But I'm telling you, the Kendrick family was happy out here. Later on, the mom calls me. Thank me. Well, let me tell you something. When you get in the passenger side of an automobile with a young man who's never hardly been out of Taylorsville, and we take him clear across the state and back, that takes some faith.
And I didn't have the faith, did I?
No, I did not.
That's why I'm at church.
Did not. And what a wonderful experience when we step out on faith. Really, what a wonderful experience. I mean, we spent 2 hours together, talked about his parents,
No radio.
And no radio. See, Grandma takes him, she lets him listen to radio. You ain't gonna listen to no radio on me. Yeah. Because I got no brake on my side. Ain't me. You're trying to find that brake on occasion. But no brake on my side. But I tell you, understanding this thing about faith. Faith is stepping into a situation that you cannot control, and you give control to somebody else. And really, that's what you do with Jesus. Because sometimes you can't control your own life. You know that, don't you? or when you do, you just mess it up. And faith is turning over to somebody who you believe in, who can do what they say they can do, and get you through what you need to get through. And that's what Jesus does for every one of us. Give the Lord a hand of applause. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Now, here's what fancy way of saying. You know, we ask the Lord for something, and then all of a sudden, we're like, well, I don't know whether God can do that. Now, we don't say that, but that's how we act. Because we think when we ask for something, we should get it now. We are spoiled people. Have you ever been around a two-year-old that wants something and wants it now? They cry. They have a temper fit. They pull at you. They holler at you. They do everything because they want to get your what? Attention. We are just like babies. We're trying to get God's attention. We want this. We want this. And we pull at him. And we pull at him. And we pull at him. Now, after mine pulled at me so long, and back then I wasn't quite as religious as I am today. So we had to have a little punishment. We had to have a little whipping. See, back in my day, we could do that. When I was a kid, oh my, I mean, that's the way it was. My dad, you know, as I say this all the time, and I'm not trying to be funny, because this really was, you know, I asked my dad one time, I said, I think you need to put me in time out. He said, no. The way I was raised, it's knockout. I don't know what timeout is. When I get done with it, you're going to be in timeout, all right. He was raised in that era. When he said something, he meant it. He wasn't joking around. Y'all remember what I said last week? The man made me walk when I ran out of gas to come home. Now, there was a $5 bill sitting on the table. A lot of you, when you left here yesterday, said, well, at least you had a kind of dad that left you a $5 bill. That would have made me walk and still got my own money. But that was the generation he grew up in. Every generation seems to get a little lighter on this situation of understanding how do we correct right from wrong. Believe me, God's not changed. God will get our attention when we do wrong. And this is wrong. Because this means you start off with faith and then you begin to doubt God. When you begin to doubt God, you're going to get a whipping. But let me tell you something. When you get that whipping, it don't feel good. Anybody here like to get punished? You don't like that, do you? You don't like it when your wife punishes you, do you?
No.
All right, see, obviously we need to talk after church, okay?
Backwards.
Oh, I understand. Yes, yes. Yeah, I understand completely. All right, so what's the deal here? We don't doubt. When we ask in faith, even if it takes a while, live by faith. And I promise you, your life will be better. Give the Lord a hand of applause. What is that?
That means
you just erase everything I put up there.
That means you're preaching by yourself.
We got one more piece of scripture.
No, you haven't.
Larry, we got a visitor here. I told him how on top of things we are around here. What are you doing? Okay. All right. Larry, I don't know what I'm paying you, but it's way too much. I can tell you that right now. All right. Faith. Faith is the hope of something. If you have faith, you have hope. Isn't that right? You have hope. The greatest hope you've got on this planet is Jesus Christ. don't care what anybody else tells you. That is the greatest hope that you've got. The Bible says that you didn't see Jesus on the cross, but we read it in God's Word, so we accept it by what? Faith. Faith means, even though I didn't see it, I believe it. And if I believe it, the Bible says, I'm saved. If I believe in the resurrection, first of all, in the birth, in the life, I'm on a roll now. I don't need it now.
You go ahead.
Yeah, oh, well, don't let us bother you, Larry. Just go right on and do what you need to do. That's all right. You know? Maxine, I want you to deal with him after church, please. So, to close this thing out, understanding this, faith really is the key element to how you have and the quality of life that you want. That's really the bottom line. Your faith determines your quality of life because it determines your relationship with Jesus. And your relationship with Jesus affects your quality of life. Isn't that right? Doesn't mean everything in your world is going to be perfect. We've never said that. And it doesn't mean the life is going to be stress-free. Never said that. But it means whatever is thrown at you, whatever life throws at you, if you walk with Jesus, you will be all right. All right. And that's what I want you to be, is all right. You're not going to be perfect. You're not going to have a perfect job, perfect spouse, perfect kids, perfect preacher, perfect nothing. You're not even going to have a perfect sound. But you will have His amazing, wonderful grace in your life. Give the Lord a hand. Let us stand. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the marvelous and wonderful name of Jesus, we have heard your word today, Father. May we respond to it. If there be one here today, Father, that's lost, may they come to the loving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Just come and take me by the hand and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you, and I'm going to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Maybe you need a quiet time at this altar. We're going to invite you to come. No one's going to bother you. You come and have your quiet time with God. If you want me to pray with you, I would be glad to do that. If you're looking for a good church home, just come and say, Brother Roger, I'm saved, but I want to join the church and be a part of this fellowship. We'll welcome you with open arms. But the decision is yours. We just ask that you follow the Spirit. Father, bless these moments and all that we do. May it bring glory to the kingdom of God. We praise your name today. In Jesus' name.